and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. New Orleans is getting back on its feet after yesterday's deadly truck attack. Bourbon Street is reopened and the Sugar Bowl is underway at the Superdome. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry.
Today, we're going to have us a Sugar Bowl. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to keep those who have lost loved ones in mind.
The FBI's Christopher Reyes says the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, acted alone.
Three phones linked to Jabbar have been recovered, and digital media exploitation is a priority.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassi. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient Red.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Fans from Ron Mason Rink inside Munn Arena in East Lansing, Michigan. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers tangle with a top-ranked team in the country, the Michigan State Spartans. Darren McDermott is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers are 9-10-1 overall, 5-7 in the Big Ten, currently tied for second place with Michigan State, 5 points behind league-leading Minnesota. The Badgers coming off another victory at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, winning that tournament in Milwaukee for the third time in 4 years, an 8-0 win over Ferris State, and then a 4-3 victory over UConn in the championship game on Sunday. Wisconsin's won 7 of its last 10 games with a tie. Those two losses in the 10 games over the last several weeks, both coming in overtime. Meanwhile, Michigan State ranked number one, 15-2-1 overall, 6-1-1 in conference play, coming off the Great Lakes Invitational Championship, in which the Spartans beat Northern Michigan 2-0, and then fourth-ranked Western Michigan 3-1. First time the Spartans had won the GLI since 2009. And, Paul, really a special week for both of these teams, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans.
Yeah, obviously both coming off those tournament victories, and it's kind of like an NHL week for both teams, with Michigan State 4 games in 7 days, Wisconsin 4-8, and it caps off with, as everyone knows, on Saturday, the frozen confines at Wrigley Field. These two teams will meet again, and Badgers have done that 3 times in history. I know Michigan State was the ones that kind of kicked off the whole outdoor craze back in 2001, and yeah, it's just every time you get an opportunity. It was a little bit more frequent in college hockey earlier, and people were wondering if it got old, but every time you went to one of those, it was a special day. It was amazing atmosphere, and this time you get to play at Wrigley Field, one of the most historic buildings there is, stadiums around the country and probably the world. So obviously you want to focus on this game first. It's the big game for both teams, but once this is over and the results in the books, it's going to be just nonstop thought and just excitement to get to Chicago.
All right, settle down. Let's concentrate on this game first, because this is a big game for several reasons, really.
It is. I mean, the Big Ten standings that you mentioned, both teams are tied for second place. Badgers have played a few more games than most in the Big Ten, 4 more than Michigan State, and they've been getting results and winning series pretty consistently here in the second half. We know about all the overtime games, but Badgers, with a win in one of these two games, hopefully tonight to start with, they'll win the season series with Michigan State, who won the Big Ten last year. That'll be a great accomplishment if they can pull that off. I know they haven't had great success here in this building in recent years, but again, it's important. The Badgers want to continue what they're doing, and another game against the number one team in the country. This is the 5th and 6th this year between Denver and Michigan State, now 3 and 4 times here. It's just excitement. The Badgers are playing well, and look forward to a game tonight for sure.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago, the Spartans were in Madison, and the Badgers shut them out 4-0 before falling 3-2 in overtime. By the way, that 4-0 win against Michigan State snapped the Spartans' 9-game winning streak at the time. Spartans have lost only twice, once at home to Boston College, the other was to Wisconsin at the Kohl Center in December. Wisconsin, though, hasn't won a game in this building since winning the Big Ten regular season championship in the 2020-21 season. The Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're at Munn Arena in East Lansing, Michigan. The Badgers resume Big Ten Conference play tonight, game one of a two-game series against top-ranked Michigan State. Joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings, and this is fun. You know, you're going up against the Spartans here tonight, and then a couple of days at Wrigley Field in Chicago. This is what I know all the young men that put the skates on and the sweaters on this weekend, this is what they want to do.
Yeah, what an opportunity. You know, when you have opportunity and it knocks, you answer the door. And so our opportunity is to go out and show ourselves against the number one team in the country at this time and, you know, continue to build here in the second half. We get off to a good start in the Christmas tournament, post-Christmas tournament, and we need that momentum to continue.
What did you do well in Milwaukee?
I thought our starts, you know, were pretty good. You look at I think it was Saturday, you have to make teams go away. Both teams have the intention of coming out and winning a hockey game when the puck drops, and you've got to find a way to change the other team's mind. And I thought that took a while against Ferris State. You know, it was a pretty good first period for us, but you know, we didn't start to extend it until we had into the middle of the second period and had a really good second period. And then you saw the game against UConn. I think they were 15th in the pairwise going into that, or pairwise going into that game. And it took a while. They're a defensive-minded team. They run a little bit of that 1-1-3 we discussed. We stuck with it, got a lead. They came back, and we found a way to finish. So, to me, our staying with it and playing really in blocks of five and just turning the page when that 5 minutes went by and move on to the next.
Hockey is so fast-paced, but patience is important in this game, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you've, again, wearing somebody down. You're not – our sport and the parity that is in college hockey today, there's going to be peaks and valleys within that 60 or 65 minutes, and how do you manage that? Can you get momentum? Can you hold on to it? If the other team's got it, can you wrestle it away from them? And I think our guys have done a pretty good job here over the last month and a half, 2 months, at going through that ride and maintaining a pretty stable mentality. And we're going to need that because this team's going to be hard to make go away.
Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lundmark, center from Wisconsin men's hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Wisconsin and Michigan State coming up here in just a bit. The return of Ben Dexheimer, who missed last weekend's tournament in Milwaukee with a lower body injury. And then Simon Tassie returned after a 6-game absence. I think he had 9 shots on goal in the weekend against Ferris and UConn. And boy, if you can get that young man going, I know he's going to be skating up on the second line with Christian Fitzgerald and Cody Laskowski. That would be a big boost for your club, wouldn't it?
It would. It adds to your top end, your top six, and it adds to your bottom six because there's people looking for ice time right now. And he came back, and I thought he impacted both games in a positive way, even though he wasn't on the score sheet. He's a kid that I think is an emotional driver for us. Now that he's healthy again, you're starting to see that, whether it's in the locker room, whether it's during practice, just the old task back. And we're going to need him to do that driving of the mentality, but also the production level. And so I know he's excited about this weekend, as we all are, that he's back in the lineup.
You know what Ben Dexheimer means to your club, too. He's got 10 assists this season, doesn't have any goals. We were talking about how he quarterbacks the power play, and he's so good at it. But one thing you're looking for more from him is to shoot the puck, aren't you?
Yeah, because he can. He's good at it. And yeah. It's just, again, Ben's the type of guy that I think brings to the table a lot of positives. And you want him to continue those. His ability to skate, his ability to distribute. Now, if we can mix in a little bit more of a shot first mentality for him, it'll make his overall game even more complete. So it's something we've talked about. Don't want him stressing about it. Want him, when he has an opportunity to shoot a puck, go ahead and shoot it, make the decisions that he feels are best, and continue to grow his game.
No secrets with Michigan State. Very balanced, got a lot of depth. They play an honest type of game, and they don't beat themselves. I think that's a pretty good compliment for an opposing team, isn't it?
It is. They're about as good as a puck management team as you'll find. They want to possess it. I think philosophically, both teams have a lot of the same foundation on being hard to play when you don't have it, and when you do have it, hold on to it. If they have it, make sure you're doing things physically and with good sticks at trying to separate them from the puck so you can get it back. And so I just think it'll be a great test for us, and we want to go out and show our best tonight.
Yep. You want to prove something, not only to yourselves, but everybody else, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's something we've had to do here for a while with our start. And so, tell the guys, focus just on really what we're about and try and get to our game as quick as possible. And understand there are going to be peaks and valleys in this game. We've got to manage both of them.
Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans. My thanks to head coach Mike Hastings. More of our pregame show on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To defend the Ad Council.
Fans filing into Munn Arena to watch top-ranked Michigan State and Wisconsin. The Spartans are 15-2-1. They open the season with a sweep at Lake Superior State, then split a pair at home against then-second-ranked Boston College. Then the Spartans won 9 in a row before Wisconsin beat them at the Kohl Center on December 6th, 4-0. may recall that game. Tyson Dick scored in the first period to give the Badgers the lead. It remained 1-0 until the third when Finley scored on a power play. Owen Mellenbacher, a big goal midway through the third to make it 3-0, and then Finley with an empty netter. Tommy Scarfone with 26 saves in his 100th collegiate game, earned his 60th career win and his 10th shutout, his first as a Badger. The Badgers in the second game on that Saturday night actually built a 2-0 lead on a power play goal from Owen Lindmark and an even strength goal from Christian Fitzgerald. But then former Badger Charlie Stramel scored on a power play to make it 2-1 after two. Joey Larson tied it early in the third, and then Isaac Howard, the Hudson, Wisconsin native, got the game winner at the 3-minute mark of overtime, and so Michigan State able to get 2 of 6 points on the road. You may recall last year Wisconsin was number one in the country, 9-1 when it came to this building, and the Spartans beat the Badgers here twice, 4-2 and 3-2. And I mentioned Wisconsin's lost 6 games in a row in this building since winning the Big Ten regular season championship here back in 2021, outscored in that span 21-9. Michigan State leads the all-time series, 67 wins, 65 losses, and 4 ties. This will be the 137th meeting. Adam Nightingale has done a really nice job turning this program around. This team is off to its best start since actually it was the best first half they've had since the 2001 season. This is, it's been a quarter century since Michigan State was this good.
Yeah, I mean, they're a program that had struggled for a while. They tried a couple different coaches, and they found Adam Nightingale from the National Team Development Program, and he's obviously changed the culture and changed the results on the ice. Has Michigan State humming pretty well, and, I mean, 15-2-1, that's a pretty impressive start to any season. And they went into Minnesota, did some pretty good damage there. They're just a really solid team. You mentioned it when you were talking to Coach Hastings, they're a balanced team. There's not one guy or a couple guys that really stand out, maybe Isaac Howard, but there's just good down the line, up and down, good goaltending, even though they're missing their starter at the World Juniors, but the backup comes in and wins MVP of the Great Lakes Invitational, so they just keep rolling through. Great defense, they're just solid. I mean, that's all you can say. They're just good at everything. And it's going to be tough, for sure.
Yeah, Luca DePasquo is the goaltender here tonight. He's from Livonia, Michigan, 6 foot, 200-pound sophomore. So far this season, DePasquo is 4-0 with a goals against of .5, a save percentage of .975, and he's pitched 2 shutouts against Lindenwood and Northern Michigan in 240 minutes of hockey. Again, only 4 games. He's allowed only 2 goals, and both on the power plays, yet to allow an even strength goal. And as far as the balance is concerned for Michigan State, Paul mentioned Isaac Howard, the junior from Hudson. He leads the team with 11 goals and 22 points. He's the left wing on the top line with right winger Daniel Russell, who's got 8 goals this season and 29 in his 94-game career. And the number one centerman for Michigan State is their second leading scorer, former Wisconsin Badger Charlie Stramel, 5 goals, 13 points in 18 games. Those three, Howard, Stramel, and Russell, left to right in the last 5 games, have 6 goals and 13 points. Wisconsin and Michigan State, this is the only Division I men's college hockey game on tap tonight. World Junior Championship continues. There is a big game at LeBron Arena tonight, too. We'll tell you about that and set the line charts for the Badgers and the Spartans when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship.
Or choose Chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
As we start the calendar year 2025, Minnesota leads the Big Ten with 24 points. Michigan State and Wisconsin both have 19. Again, the Badgers have played four more league games than the Spartans, two more than the Gophers. Ohio State in fourth place with 16 points. Michigan has 13, Notre Dame 4, and Penn State 1. Also this weekend, Michigan and Ohio State square off. In fact, they'll open that series at Wrigley Field tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, and then tomorrow night Notre Dame and Penn State at 7:30. Those teams will then move on to Columbus and State College. Minnesota has a non-conference series at home against Mercyhurst this weekend. The top-ranked Wisconsin women will be at Wrigley Field on Saturday to play second-ranked Ohio State at 4:30 Central Time. Badgers and Buckeyes square off tonight at 7 o'clock at LeBron Arena. And at the World Junior Championship in Ottawa, quarterfinals today, the United States beat Switzerland 7-2. The defending champion Americans will play in the semifinals on Saturday. All right, let's get to tonight's game between Wisconsin and Michigan State. First, the UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And this is as healthy as Wisconsin's been since September, Paul. The only player not with the Badgers on this road trip is Logan Hensler, who's playing for Team USA at the World Junior Championship. Otherwise, everybody's healthy. Michigan State minus two key pieces at the World Junior Championship. Potential All-American goaltender Trey Augustine skating for the United States. And Maxim Sturback, a big defenseman who's playing for his native Slovakia. So Michigan State without two key cogs. They do have an injury, though. Gavin O'Connell, a sophomore forward who had 15 goals as a rookie last year, will miss his sixth straight game because of an injury. Let's get to the quick trip lineups. First off for Michigan State and third-year head coach Adam Nightingale, who carries a record of 57 wins, 31 losses, and 5 ties. In goal, it'll be Luca DePasquo. He's a right-handed catching goaltender from Livonia, Michigan. I mentioned his stats earlier, 4-0, 0.50 goals against, a 975 save percentage. The GLI MVP gave up just one goal on 46 shots against Northern Michigan and Western Michigan, beat the Broncos with a 29 save performance on Monday night. Starting defensively, Matt Baskill, a junior from Lake Forest, 2 goals, 13 points for him, and Patrick Geary, a Buffalo Sabres draft choice, sophomore from Buffalo. He has 3 helpers in 18 games this season. And the starting forward line for Michigan State on the left wing, Tomi Manisto. He's a 6-footer, about 195 pounds from Finland, played for their World Junior Championship team last year. Starting centerman is Tiernan Shouty. He's 5'9", a junior out of Marysville, Michigan, 3 goals and 8 points. And then on the right wing is senior Tanner Kelly, playing in his 126th game. Kelly has 3 goals and 9 points this season. I mentioned their top line of Howard Stramel and Russell left to right. Their second line's a good one, too. Red Savage, their captain, with alternate captain Carson Dorward. And then right winger Joey Larson. That line has combined for 15 goals and 31 points this season. As for the Wisconsin Badgers, Mike Hastings in his 13th season, 334 wins, 131 losses, and 28 ties. He'll send Tommy Scarfoni between the pipes. The senior from Montreal is 8-6-1 this season, a 204 goals against average, a 920 save percentage, and 3 shutouts. He's been fantastic for the Cardinal and White here over the last several weeks.
He's been outstanding. And I keep thinking back the third period last weekend against UConn and Milwaukee. He just made some big save after big save when UConn was pushing. He obviously got the game tie, but the Badgers got through it. And he's just been outstanding. He's settled down. He's had three shutouts in five games. That's a pretty good stretch for anyone. So hopefully he keeps that up here tonight.
Last time he played Michigan State, Scarfone shut out the Spartans, gave up only three goals on 62 shots in two games, and was named the Big Ten's number one star. Starting defensively, senior Daniel Lodge, 6'5", 190 pounds out of Altoona, two goals and 5 points for Lodge this season. And Anthony Kerr, the fifth-year defenseman from Winnipeg, playing in his 150th career game tonight. And the starting centerman for the Badgers, Christian Fitzgerald, junior from Coquitlam, three goals, 11 points in 20 games. Christian has two goals and 6 points in his last five games. Right winger Simon Tassi, junior from Montreal, a goal and 4 points in 14 games. Good to have him back after he missed six straight games with an injury. And then Cody Laskowski, 5'11", 180-pound fifth-year forward from Camrose, Alberta, seven goals, 9 points. Those 7 goals for Laskowski all coming in the last 10 games. He's 7 points shy of 100 for his career. The top line, Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, and Ryland Mosley. Those three have been outstanding, with Finley leading the nation with 15 goals, second with 26 points. Gavin Morrissey, 22 points, number one among freshmen in the country. And Mosley's got 10 goals and 19 points. He's too shy of 100. So there are the quick trip lineups, and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Remarkable. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark! Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents. Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Hawk Gabba Bianco here at Munn Arena in East Lansing. The referees tonight from the Big Ten, Sean Fernandez and Jonathan Sitarski. The linesman, Nick Huff and Jonathan Sladek. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Wisconsin Road, Cardinal uniforms, white striping, numerals, and lettering. Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Michigan home whites with Michigan State in script right across the chest. Numerals and lettering as well. The pants and hockey helmets, and we're about set to go. The Badgers will skate from our right to our left here at Munn Arena, which is jam-packed, watching the top-ranked team in the country against a Wisconsin club needing a win to get to 500 for the first time since the opening weekend of the season. And we're underway. Michigan State wins the draw and spins it into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Tanner Kelly feeds it along to the near side wall, intercepted by Daniel Lodge. Breakout pass to Christian Fitzgerald. Fires a headman pass for Tassi, too far for him, and they whistle it dead. Icing was going to be called, but Tassi, in a foot race with a defenseman right wing, appeared to have a step on Geary, but they'll say icing on the Badgers. Mike Hastings with his right hand on his chin. Little miffed by that call by the linesman, but they'll drop it in the Wisconsin zone 16 seconds into the opening period.
It was more clear to the goal than last week when Cody Laskowski was awarded one on that one. Right. Anyway.
Yes, Fitzgerald will take the faceoff against Charlie Stramel. Won by Michigan State. Out to the point in Baskill. He'll feather it down to the corner. It eludes Daniel Russell, Wisconsin's Daniel Lodge, with a puck, and he jams it back along the kick plate near side. Cody Laskowski picks it up and carries it deep into the Michigan State zone. High glass, couldn't clear. Now Isaac Howard has it back to the net. Lost the handle, chipped out by Simon Tassi. Puck loose at the Wisconsin line, and now Anthony Kerr will hustle back to get it for the Badgers. We're 45 seconds into the first period. Wisconsin up the right wing wall near the benches across the way. Fitzgerald across the red line, then the blue, dumps it in and gets around David Gucciardi, the left-handed defenseman. Gucciardi, though, now with a puck, and he breakouts up the middle of the ice. Here comes Russell, right wing now. Stramel tried to sauce back, deflected pass, came to Russell. He tried to shoot, got knocked down by Rylan Mosley with a high hit. We play on. Quinn Finley on the attack. Backside right, here's a chance. Dexheimer hard to the net. He got stopped by DePasquo. Oh, what a pass that time by Finley to Dexheimer coming in right wing.
Yeah, Dexheimer just streaking down the right wing. Nobody picked him up from Michigan State. Just went to his backhand. A good pad save by the goaltender from Michigan State.
Now here is the defenseman, Vladislav Lukashevich, left-hander, Florida Panthers draft choice. Puck is deflected into the slot. Here's Dorward's shot, canceled out by Ben Dexheimer and fired right back in deep. Ricochets off the backboards for Joe Palatichuk. Tried to flip it out, but Red Savage got in the way. Palatichuk in a stick battle lost the puck. Larson then centers one, intercepted by Wisconsin's Finley. Veers off to his right, gains the midstripe, and dumps it in. The Badgers will change. 2 minutes into the first period, Wisconsin and Michigan State no score. They send out their fourth line, Griffin Jarecki, Mikey D'Angelo, a former Green Bay Gambler, and Shane Vansagi from the National Team Development Program. Vansagi, number 23, 2 goals, 11 points. Out to the point now, Geary, right side Baskill, sets and shoots, and that's blocked by Wisconsin's Ryan Botterill. Ricochets near the Wisconsin line. Pushed it ahead, intended for Kukkonen out of his reach, and Geary hustles back for Michigan State. Up to neutralize, bouncing puck away from Vansagi, and a whistle, and they'll call Wisconsin for offside. 2:26 into the first period. We have no score. Wisconsin and Michigan State, game one of a weekend series that will conclude Saturday night at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Well, good job there, Ryan Botterill, covering the point man, Baskill. He kind of moved towards the middle of the ice to try to get a good angle out, but Botterill stayed right with him, lined up, and made a nice block there to prevent the scoring chance.
Fourth line out for Wisconsin, centered by Sawyer Scholl, the sophomore from Medford, Tyson Dick, the junior from Abbotsford, B.C., and then Jack Horbach, the junior from Naperville, on the fourth line for Mike Hastings' squad. There's Horbach in on the forecheck, pinching down the wall. Kerr pushed it deep, a near turnover by Michigan State, taken away by the Spartans. They place it out at center, and there's Wisconsin's Tyson Dick. He's pestered a bit by a couple of Spartans, but able to release a pass to Daniel Lodge. Horbach cut off at center, but Scholl will dump it deep. It bounces right in front of the goal mouth, and Michigan State moves it D to D. They'll skate up the near side wall. It's Tanner Kelly. Pushed it past Palatichuk in deep. Dexheimer after it. Defensive pair of Dexheimer and Palatichuk. They were teamed together most of last season and were very, very good. There's Joe Palatichuk. Spins it ahead now for Dexheimer. Dropped off by Laskowski across the line. Fitzgerald ran into traffic, and then Dexheimer had it poked off his stick. Polonichuk has to hustle back. He will, and then it's kicked off the skate of Russell down towards the Wisconsin cage. Scarfoni misplayed it, and they tried to sweep it in front, never got there, and now the Badgers' Polonichuk has it. Polonichuk, poor check on him by Russell. Dexheimer, he'll flip it out to the center circle. Bouncing around the Michigan State line, Stramel wipes out and takes out Wisconsin's Tassie in the process. Simon lost his stick. Michigan State back in its own end. About 4 minutes into the first. No score. Badgers had a golden opportunity early. Ben Dexheimer stopped by Luca DePasquo in tight.
You mentioned him.
Oh, turnover. Look out. Here's a chance. And it was stopped by Scarfoni on the blast by Larson. Puck squirted free to the left of the Badgers cage. And Scarfoni able to close the door near side.
A couple of goofy bounces here in the last minute. Right at the blue line earlier with the two Badger D. The puck got loose and got broken up, luckily, and this time Scarfoni there for to cover up the mistake.
Gavin Morrissey tried to get it deep, didn't get a lot on it. He steals now at center, patiently with the puck, spins it around to the right corner. Finley down the wall, cut off by the defenseman Orvitz. Lost the handle. Lodge pinched down. Wisconsin, long-range shot by Pietola. That's blocked. Adam Pietola right now skating with Morrissey and Finley. Pietola, the extra skater, the freshman from Heartland, Michigan. And now the Badgers go D to D behind their nets. Kerr lead feed. About belt high on Pietola, defected by Finley, and Michigan State quickly after it. Round to the near wall. Van Sagi had it and a whistle. And a stoppage in play. 15:04 to go in the first period. No score. I'm not certain why they called it. Maybe offside on Wisconsin, apparently. So they'll drop the puck at neutral ice.
And I guess that was the case. I think Lindmark, whoever had the puck, put his hands up like, what was the whistle for, too? But yeah. Puck is right where it should be outside on a offsides play.
Owen Lindmark, sixth year, playing in his 157th game, centering the third line with Kyle Kukkonen on his right, Ryan Botterill, hard charge to the net, and a chance for Van Sagi, left wing, and he fanned on it. He had the angle on the defenseman and was open, but he swung and missed.
There's some speed there by Van Sagi getting around. I think it was surprising to the Badger D.
Van Sagi, again, from the National Team Development Program, former St. Louis Junior Blue, and the Badgers just called for icing. Michigan State comes in 15-2-1, averaging 3.3 goals per game, eighth best in the country, allowing only 1.7 goals a game. That's second best to Minnesota State's 1.48. In Big Ten play, the Spartans averaging almost 4 goals per game while giving up 2.6. Again, off to their best starts in a quarter century. Face off to the right of Scarfoni. Lindmark lost the draw. Out to the point, Gucciardi kind of shanked the shot. Flipped in the air and then played to the near side corner. Lindmark bumped it, gave it away to Kelly with a shot that was stopped by Scarfoni. Came out high. Gucciardi shot deflected. Stopped by Scarfoni and tapped in by Michigan State's Tiernan Shouty. A scramble in front of the net. Scarfoni leaning left and right, and eventually Shouty picked up the loose biscuit and tucked it in. 1-0 Michigan State.
I think that all started with the boards here are lively. We've seen that over the years, and it was just a play in the corner that the puck bounced out way harder than expected right towards the slot and then kind of scramble from there with the puck ended up back at the point and then behind Scarfoni in the end, behind his back, and a Michigan State player was the first one there to poke it home, and the Spartans get the early lead here.
Tiernan Shouty, junior from Marysville, Michigan, gets his fourth goal of the season. It comes at 5:36, and Michigan State, when it scores first, is undefeated. The Spartans are 11-0 when they score first, and they score first here tonight. Top line back out. Howard, Stramel, and Russell out to the point now. Owen West, his shot stopped by Scarfoni, ricocheted back to Tommy on his knees and covered, and a faceoff to come. Michigan State applying a lot of pressure in Wisconsin's offensive zone of late, and they'll stick with their top line while Mike Hastings sending out the top defensive pair of Lodge and Kerr to go along with Tassie, Fitzgerald, and Laskowski. Although now Mike Hastings talking with associate head coach Todd Kanat while the referees communicate something near the scorer's table, and I think they're going to take a look at something. They're going to... Wisconsin's taking a timeout to challenge for a potential major penalty. So
can't say that I saw what happened or what they're looking at.
No, nor can I.
This is after the goal was scored, so it has nothing to do with the goal. It's Shouty from Gucciardi at 5:36. And this was after the goal had been scored as play had resumed. And so the referees, Sean Fernandez and Jonathan Sitarski, are in the scores table right now taking a look at video replay. Luke Regner, director of hockey operations upstairs right next to us, reviewing the film. He was the one that radioed down to the Badgers bench. Todd Canott, Nick Oliver, Kevin Murdoch with head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future.
Well, the Spartans got the first goal tonight. That's been one of the keys to the Badgers of late in their good play. They've gotten a lead a lot. 11 of 14 games. And obviously that's a key to winning when you get ahead. As you mentioned, with Michigan State being undefeated.
Yeah.
As we still wait here for a decision or to find out what even they're looking at.
Yeah, we are not privy to any video replay up here. There are monitors throughout the press box, but I have yet to see what they're looking for. And now we're going to get a closer look. It's right by the scorer's table where Scholes, looks like it was Zach Scholes, took an elbow up to the top of the head from Charlie Stramel.
Yes, it was.
Two former teammates with the National Team Development Program, former Wisconsin Badger teammates. Stramel's a large young man at 6'3", 210, and he appeared to go up high to the chin of Zach Scholes, and still the referees continue to look at video replay. And you would think after the replay we just saw, Paul, that it would be clear cut, but still nothing from the referees downstairs.
And just knowing, again, at the Kohl Center, how that works, occasionally the replay officials are searching for the right angle and working through their system.
Yep. By the way, change in scoring on Shouty's goal at 5:36. Give Tommy Manisto the primary assist, and then defenseman David Gucciardi the secondary assist. And again, the referees continue to look at video replay. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Fans here getting a little impatient with the Big Ten officiating crew as we have yet to see them exit the scorers table to tell us what's going on. Now here we go, Sean Fernandez. No major penalty, they say, on the play, and Wisconsin loses its timeout. And now Sean Fernandez goes over to talk with Wisconsin's head coach, Mike Hastings. So the Badgers use their timeout, 5:59 into the opening period. It's a risk you take. Paul, you look bewildered.
Yeah, it's a risk you take, but at least the one I saw it one time, and it looked like it was a pretty direct forearm to the head of Zach Scholes along the sideboards, but the officials obviously disagree with that being a major penalty, and we play on. And Charlie Stramel takes the next faceoff.
And the faceoff loose to the right of Tommy Scarfoni, won by Michigan State. They go to the slot. Good read by Wisconsin's Liskoski. Picked it off one-on-one with the defenseman. He whistles a shot that goes high and wide. Lodge pinches in, fires it back behind the net. Stramel has the angle on Liskoski, played it back to the defenseman. And Orbitz, he got roughed up a bit, been able to pitch the puck out at center. Badgers pick it up there. And Fitzgerald tried to stick handle through three Spartans, lost the puck. Stramel leads the rush 3-on-2. Here's a quick snapshot by Russell into the breadbasket of Scarfoni. Easy save and hangs on for a faceoff. Stramel went in looking for the rebound, got knocked to his knees and spun around a little bit. Little contact with Scarfoni, but no harm, no foul, and they'll drop the puck in the Wisconsin zone. 13:32 to go in the first. It's 1-0 Michigan State.
And a couple of Badgers nicely escorted him past the goaltender there.
Mm-hmm.
Said hi from the former teammate.
Charlie Stramel, the first-round pick of the Minnesota Wild a couple of years ago, played 67 games with the Badgers, had 8 goals and 20 points in 2 years. Here's a pass backside right to Savage. Didn't get through. Gobbled up by Larson. His turnaround shot off a stick and caromed into midair. Gavin Morrissey now with the puck. Had it pulled away from him by Larson. Larson, good size lad at 6'1", 200 pounds. Now Dexheimer behind the Wisconsin net. Finley lifts his head to find an outlet. Gets it to Morrissey. Gavin skates down the left wing through center ice, played it to the corner. There's Mosley after it on the forecheck, but Michigan State moves it quickly. Carson Dorwart now, preseason All-Big Ten honoree is Dorwart. Very fine centerman from Sherwood, Oregon. Badgers in on the forecheck, down to our left, but Michigan State's Gucciardi will lift it out to center, and the Badgers' Zach Scholes after it. Scholes, South Lyon, Michigan native. Pass out at center. Good read by Scholes, breaking up the pass to Jarecki, but Michigan State gets it back. Jarecki spinning, shot down low right, never got it on really. Played back out to the point and handled there by Wisconsin's Horbach with a deflection off the stick of Finley. Jack Horbach skating in left wing. Escape move at the hash marks. Takes it far side right. His pass goes off his stick and ricochets to center ice. That's where Vansagi's got it now, and he snaps off a pass to the defenseman Nicholas Andrews, the Colorado College transfer. Headmans to Jarecki, but Wisconsin's lodged there. He's off balance. Jarecki forced a turnover from behind the net. Shot it off the back of the netting. And now near side, Tyson Dick protecting. Puck slides free to Lotch. He'll angle a pass up to center ice off the back skate of Kukkonen. And it lay right near the Badgers bench as the Spartans and Badgers try to dig it free. 11:50 to go in the first. 1-0 Michigan State.
Yeah, we saw early on Ben Dexheimer kind of come off the bench and have find himself open down the right side. That almost happened again. Just a stick in the way for the Badgers. Otherwise, I think it was Anthony Kerr that would have had that opportunity.
Owen Lindmark out on the ice with Kukkonen and Botterill. Botterill steal, walks in left side, shoots one pad, save made by DePasquo. Out to the point now, Dexheimer finds Palatichuk left side. His shot right into the midsection of the kneeling DePasquo, and he hangs on. 11:25 to go in the first. 1-0 Michigan State. Two good looks for Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's been a lot of time in the defensive zone in the last few minutes with the Badgers. Get the puck up. The defensive play. We talked about Ben Dexheimer again, taking shots and making good decisions. That one just a puck pass along the blue line. Play opened up. Badgers got the puck to the net a couple times.
Face off the left of DePasquo. Fitzgerald to do the honors. 1-15 of 23 faceoffs at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Had a goal and 3 points in that tournament, did Fitzgerald, who's got 2 goals and 6 points in his last 5 games. He's out there with Laskowski and Tassi. Fitzy lost the faceoff, though, and here comes Manisto. A lot of speed for the Finn. Chipped it ahead to Shouty down to the corner. He tumbles over his stick, moved it to the near side wall. Laskowski couldn't play it. Kelly off the boards fired one that went wide. Behind the Badgers net, Palatichuk scoops it around behind Dexheimer to the near wall, and Laskowski turns to protect the puck, try to get it back to the defenseman. Palatichuk stolen away by Kelly. Back to the net right corner, cycles below the cage. And Shouty can't take it from Dexheimer, but now ties him up in the corner. Freed the puck from Manisto. Cycles back to Shouty. Took a little cross-check to the lower back. Went to his knees, but maintained possession. Shouty fights through it and cycles down for Kelly now. Off the corner wall. Kelly looking for reinforcements. Out near the right point. Shoved it back deep. It eludes the stick of Isaac Howard. Dexheimer goes to get it. Laskowski able to chop it ahead, and Tassi will run it down. Can he get by Daniel Russell? No, he's tied up. Tassi spun around in the offensive zone. Fitzgerald moved it around near side, but only player there is Michigan State's Gucciardi, and he'll skate up through center ice. Cross the line for Howard. Bouncing puck. Mosley can't clear it back out. Comes to the stick of freshman Jack Phelan. He found Mosley at center. 2-on-1 potentially. Here's Finley right wing. He snaps one off, and that's fought off by DePasquo. Finley, nation's leading goal scorer, had a chance. Now Scholes shoots one. Just missed on the blocker side of the right-handed catching goaltender. Lead feed now Howard off his stick. He got shoved to the ice by Zach Scholes. Good recovery by the Badgers sophomore defenseman.
A couple of great plays by Badger D. The pass up the ice by Phelan through the entire ice, make it a 2-on-1, and that play right there, Zach Scholes.
Here's Stramel, snaps off a pass to the right point, handcuffed Orvitz. Wisconsin's Finley now has it, bumped it off the wall to Phelan. He'll relieve some pressure and goes back to Scholes, and now Finley back in his own zone. 9.5 minutes left in the first. The Badgers trailing Michigan State 1-0. Phelan needs some help and gets it from Lotch, who came back to the play. Orbach now on the attack, skating in low left, has no angle to the net, cut off nicely by the defenseman Orvitz. Now Tyson Dick picks up the loose puck. Dick out near the blue line. Stick handling and whacks it back deep again. Orbach got position on Orvitz. Skates to the corner. Tied up there by Dorwart. Pinned against the wall. Dick down there for support. Lodge inching his way down the half boards. Sawyer Scholl out there too for Wisconsin. Dick pulls it free and whistles one through the low slot. Scholl will get back to it and backhand it around to the far boards. Lodge will find himself with it. He shoots one low. Easy stick save for DePasqua. And then cleared out by Savage to center ice. Brought down with the right hand of Anthony Kerr. From behind, knocked down by Larson. Loose puck still free. Kukkonen flies in, looking in front for Botterill. He was tied up a bit by Dorwart. Badgers have possession. Long offensive zone shift here for Wisconsin. And now Palatichuk tried to get it down deep, and it deflected out of play. There's 8:28 to go in the first period of play. Michigan State leads Wisconsin 1-0 here at Munn Arena in East Lansing. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org. Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Top-ranked Michigan State leads Wisconsin 1-0. 8:28 to go in the first period of play. The Spartans have allowed only 9 first-period goals in 18 games this season. Again, the second-best defensive team in the country, giving up 1.7. And Luca DePasqua is the backup goaltender to Trey Augustine, but he looks cool and calm in there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like whenever Trey Augustine moves along, they're in pretty good shape with their next goaltender so far.
Face off in the Michigan State zone, won by the Spartans. They'll skate it out to center. And Soggy carried it in. He's a large young man at 6'2", 215. Pulls the puck out of the skates of Dexheimer. Left side at the dot. Double team by Kukkonen and Palatichuk. Good work by Kyle Kukkonen. Patient with the puck. Finds a place to go with it in Dexheimer. He skates by Van Soggy, who whacked him once or twice with his stick and then placed it into open ice, and Palatichuk has to hustle after it. Now Botterill with it. Chipped it ahead for Lindmark. Off to his right at the blue line, will dump it in and then takes a left-hand turn, and the Badgers will change. 7:50 to go in the first period of play. Shots on goal, 9-5 in favor of the Spartans. Puck all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni calmly out of his net, paddled it to the near side boards. Fitzgerald able to kick it out to center. Fights through Shouty's stick check. Laskowski now heaves it deep. It goes off the stick of DePasqua to the far corner. Pass by Fitzgerald to the right circle, intended for Laskowski, broken up by Michigan State. They pitch it up through center ice. Laskowski after it there, chopped it back off the boards, and then Michigan State picked it up and flung it down deep into the Wisconsin zone. 1-0 Spartans, 7:15 to go in the first. Michigan State at the point. Andrews pressured by Morrissey, and the puck lifts out through center ice. How about Gavin Morrissey? 5 goals, 22 points for the freshman centerman from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Helps the play with Quinn Finley, who's scoring. He's got 17 assists, which is second in the country, not just freshmen, everybody.
Finley tried to hit the brakes, fell down in the corner of the Michigan State zone. Lead feed potential breakaway for Russell, but the pass too far in front of him, and Scarfoni able to tap it over to the far side wall. Loose puck at center, picked up by Kerr. He starts the rush. He'll shoot one that goes off the stick and flutters into the glove of the standing netminder DePasqua, who hangs on for a faceoff. 6:40 to go in the first. 1-0 Michigan State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan Posick, Paul Capobianco at Munn Arena in East Lansing. Wisconsin trails 1-0. Badgers just won their second faceoff tonight. They've lost 9 Badgers, one of the best in the country at 55%. Michigan State at about 50% on draws. Here's Tyson Dick at center ice, 2-on-3. Dick right down the middle. Good sweep check that time by the defenseman Orbitz. Puck goes to the corner. Scholl will track it down. Sawyer Scholl with it. Stops outside the left circle. Cycles down the wall now for Pilatichuk. He's double-teamed by a pair of Spartans. There's Horbach to pull it free, and a rising shot by Scholl out high left. Stick save made by DePasquo. Dexheimer comes flying into the offensive zone. Lost it in the left corner. Spartans clink it off the glass and back out to neutral ice. And then Tyson Dick's pass goes off the skates of Mosley. Larson picked up the puck and fired one from the right wing that was blocked by Pilatichuk. Mosley now with it at center. Morrissey follows up, can't get it deep. Taken by Carson Dorwart. Weak backhand pass. Pilatichuk steps up. He gets roughed up by Larson. Joe able to stay on his skates and wins the puck free. Now Morrissey with it. He gets it to neutral ice. Gets a feed from Finley. Morrissey. Drop pass right side. Pilatichuk has to track it down. He'll send it back deep. Finley in a battle with a defenseman, Baskel, trying to get it to the point and does. Long-range shot by Scholl. Stick to side by DePasquo. Zach Scholl, 6 assists in his last 5 games. 3 assists in the quick trip holiday faceoff for Zach. He was the most outstanding defenseman. Good to see him back out there. Puck played deep into the Wisconsin zone. Savage and Scholl's, and Scholl's gets some help from Phelan and wins the puck free. Lifted out to center ice. Pietila now will scoop it in. Andrews after it for Michigan State. Reverses along the near side wall and back out through center ice. It comes too far. Icing called on the Spartans, and the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff, trailing by 1 and 4:40 to go in the first.
And the one thing the Badgers have done the last few minutes here is they haven't let Michigan State get past the red line. They've been forcing with their pressure for the Spartans to turn it over. Michigan State has done all their damage getting the pucks down and forcing the Badger D. A lot of pressure when they've had the puck down in the zone, and Badgers have